Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's going to be pretty warm and humid this afternoon. 85, perhaps some 90-degree readings showing up at a few spots. It won't be widespread 90s, not quite as warm as yesterday. And we will have some showers and storms this afternoon, but again, not as widespread. I think most of us will actually not see any rain today. The chance of storms is, however, there. So probably about 3 out of every 10 towns will see them.
All right. Now let's talk about that relief. What's coming?
So tonight, a cold front is slowly going to make its way south out of here, and it's going to move down towards the south. It will move so slowly, actually, that we'll keep the chance of a shower or a storm in here for the evening. But especially south of Boston, there may actually be a period of steadier rain right along the south coast because that front's going to kind of get hung up. The drier air will slowly filter in. North of the Mass Pike, it will become drier by about 7 or 8 o'clock. You'll start to notice a change in the air. By the time you get up tomorrow morning, it feels a lot drier. But the south coast may still be humid for the first few hours, even the first half of tomorrow. But all of us, by the end of the day, really dry air. Temperatures tomorrow only 75 to 80. Dew points down in the 50s during the day. Then it becomes clear tomorrow night. We're in the 50s. It's actually going to have a touch of fall every single morning this coming weekend with mostly sunny skies Saturday.
Wow. Well, this weekend, of course, for a lot of families with kids, is really the last weekend of the summer. So what's in store for them if they're trying to squeeze in a last weekend on the Cape and the Islands or at the beach somewhere else?
I would say Saturday is probably your pick of the weekend. Temperatures in the mid to upper 70s on that day with a northeasterly wind. Sunday, that northeasterly wind may pull in a few clouds off the water. It may become kind of a partly sunny day with even a sprinkle. But temperatures at the beaches are only going to be about 71, 72, 73 degrees. So a lot cooler. And then that cooler weather continues early next week.
If you're headed up north, even cooler because you're in the mountains for the weekend?
Yeah, you'll be a little further away from the coastal influence, so that easterly wind is really why it's going to be relatively cool. What happens up in northern New England this weekend is at night it's a lot cooler. So let's say you're headed into southern portions of New Hampshire. You get up on Sunday morning, it's down in the upper 40s to mid 50s in the cooler spots, especially if you're camping. I don't think we see any chance of precipitation on Sunday because this is really because of that easterly influence. So mostly sunny on Saturday and Sunday in northern New England, temperatures right around the 70-degree mark. So a nice weekend, but definitely not feeling like it's been feeling around here the past few days.
You know, on my way home yesterday, I noticed two trees in my neighborhood, both maples that are early turners in terms of foliage color, had started to turn already. It was just surprising to me since we are still in August.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about the early trees, just to not to panic everyone that the leaves are changing. Most of those early maples that are changing are actually changing because they're under stress. It's due to environmental reasons, climate change, all of that. So when you see the early maples changing, it's not that the leaves are changing. It's actually that those trees are stressing out and they're changing and they're dropping their leaves.
All right, Dave Epstein, you make me feel a little better. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.